From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russia says allegations that its athletes were part of a widespread doping and efforts to cover it up are groundless, and insists its policies strictly adhere to those of the Global Anti-Doping Agency and the International Olympic Committee. A Kremlin spokesman said Tuesday that evidence had not been presented to substantiate the claims. On Monday, the World Anti-Doping Agency Commission issued a report implicating athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various other Russian institutions, including a lab that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. British Prime Minister David Cameron called Tuesday for the European Union to make a number of reforms ahead of its country's referendum on whether to leave the 28-nation bloc. Among the demands are protections for the one-third of EU nations that do not use the euro currency. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
I don't want this reasonable approach to be misunderstood. Reasonable does not mean lacking in resolve. I understand, of course, that every negotiation must involve just that, negotiation. But Britain is the second biggest economy in the EU. We're the second biggest contributor to the EU budget. Along with France, we are its foremost military power. We gain from the Union, but we bring a lot to it.
International observers in Myanmar are giving unqualified approval to Sunday's historic parliamentary elections as the vote counting heads into its second full day. More than 30 million people cast votes in Sunday's election. This is VOA News.